Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Glow Girl. We're a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I am Tracy White, as always, and I am here this week with Joe Figueres of The Woke Akashic. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know, feeling a little manic this week. I feel like we all are a little.
Absolutely. Yes.
There's a lot going on. And in relation to that, I have a question for you. As a spiritual counselor of sorts, you know, somebody who sees clients and or speaks to clients, do you ever notice themes with your clients at certain times? Like you get a bunch of clients that have a specific thing all going on at one time?
Yes. I've noticed, though, because numerology is the foundation of all of my Akashic readings, mm-hmm. I get people that have the same life path numbers in waves. It's the craziest. And they book randomly. It's like, well, you can't make this stuff up.
Yes. Okay. I get a lot of the same with the astrology too. I get people who have very similar placements in certain areas, and it's like, it just back to back sometimes. Yeah. Like there's no way, because these, you know, they scheduled it all different times. Yep. Birth dates are all over the map. Like, it's just, how did this happen?
This witchcraft.
I know, right? It's almost like there's a plan out there or something. So one thing that I have noticed recently in client readings that I've been doing is a lot of people, and this is less about their specific astrology and more about just like their general, like recent energy, but I have had a lot of clients who have had this feeling of like this huge sense of urgency in their lives. Like it's really hard to slow down and focus. I swear I'm not just talking about myself here, but I am a little bit too. One client described it as like an energetic dragon breathing down her neck, like some like pushing to like go and do and change and like just forward motion, whether, you know, it, like, I think I've described it this way before, but like when you run down a hill, yeah, and you can't, your legs are moving faster than you're feeling like you're about to lose control, but you have no choice because the momentum has already carried you this far. All you can do is either keep going or fall.
Did she say where she felt that? I feel that in my solar plexus. It manifests as like anxiety.
Yes. I mean, I feel like a lot of people feel it as anxiety because, I mean, the difference between anxiety and excitement is like whether you're an optimist or a pessimist, right? Like,
we're going to talk about that today a little bit. I have a point to make about that today. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I can't wait to get to that because I feel like that all the time. Yes, the anxiety, the sense of urgency, the push, the go, the change. And one thing I think that aside from being about certain people's birth charts, certain people's numerology, you know, in their Akashic records, everybody's sort of predisposed to certain things. But part of this too is just sort of this time of year and energetically some of the things that we have going on astrologically. So we are in Aries season. The sun is in the sign of Aries. Aries is a fire sign. It's the first sign of the zodiac. Aries is ruled by the planet Mars. And so this is a season that is very fiery. It's very motivated. It's very like push, go, competition. Like it's a little aggressive. It's very assertive and it's all about action. Okay. And we see that in the energy that we feel around. We see that in nature. I mean, nature is in action. You know, plants are like violently bursting forth from the ground. The little furry creatures are in action, you know, sometimes in pornographic ways out on, you know, on our front porch. Like there is, yeah, right. Those squirrels. But there's a lot of action energy right now. And we're all kind of feeling that. And when we, you know, we're a year into a global pandemic, a year plus, and we have been sort of forced to be stagnant in many, many ways. And for us to come back on this energy that's like, go, do, get out there, accomplish, it's hard. It's like, I almost feel like I'm being forced to do something that you know, energetically that my brain is like, no, we cannot be doing this right now. Like every other thing I hear in life is like, slow down, stay home. Don't get too wild, you know? And then the planets are trying to like kick my ass out the door.
Yeah.
So
it's opposite for me. I just can't wait to get out there. Even if it's just to take the garbage out, like I have to go and take the garbage out.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Every single day I have the urge to just take my car and drive as far as the gas tank will take me. I mean, I haven't yet, but like, we're getting there. Right. It's getting close. One of these days. Woo.
You will rebel.
I need to. It's like, I'm made of rebellion, but I am also like a 40-year-old mom. And like, what am I? I have to control myself as well, which is a struggle because inside I feel like a 13-year-old child. And I just want to, you know, throw on some Doc Martens and like, damn the man, save the empire. Like, that's all I want. That's all I really want. So
that was so funny compared to my idea of a 13-year-old, because I had a cigarette with a leather jacket like I was Madonna. I graduated in 87. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. See, 10 years difference, you know, it's almost a different generation there. That is funny. So I think a lot of people are feeling this energy right now. This Aries season is strong, but it's kind of like Aries season on steroids, because not only do we have the sun in Aries, but we also have three of our planets in Aries. We have also Chiron in Aries, which is about our wounds and our triggers and healing. We have Eris in Aries. Eris is one of the dwarf planets, and Eris is the goddess of discord. Eris in Aries is like violent rebellion sometimes. And yeah, Eris is absolutely like in a leather jacket smoking a cigarette.
Yeah,
like
too much.
100%. Yes. Eris in Aries is like, is Madonna in the, you know, in the, like a virgin video.
And that too, desperately seeking Susan and like a virgin.
Yes. It's a lot. And then also we just came off of a new moon in Aries. And so this is a lot of like very go, go, go energy. So if you out there are listening to this and you're being feel pressured to like produce and do and go, this is that, you know, extra, extra Aries season right now. I think a lot of other people too are feeling that there's a lot of new beginnings happening. And, you know, aside from it being springtime, you know, here where we are, just in life in general, we're seeing a lot of new beginnings. People are embarking on new things. People are taking on new projects. People are buying houses. People are moving. People are, you know, having babies. Like there's new stuff happening. And we're also seeing a lot of endings. So I don't know if you have noticed this, Joe. I don't know if you're listening to this and you're noticing this, but I have been noticing about the past 2 months, a lot of endings. Okay. This can sometimes be a lot of loss. So loss of family members, a lot of loss of pets, loss of jobs, loss of relationships. We're sort of experiencing a forced magnetic or energetic shedding of things in our lives, you know, to kind of make room for what's next, I think. Is that something that you've been seeing?
Yes, but on the flip, within the soul blueprint, there are catalytic events that create new directions. So yes, but it's interesting how you put that, because at first I was like, that doesn't compute, but then I'm like, oh, it does actually.
Yeah. There's a lot of... We're at a hinge point right now. It's a pivot. We're pivoting. Yeah. You know, many of us are pivoting in our lives to something new or back to something old, or there's just, we're all going in a different direction now. And we're starting to really feel that. Part of it is something that we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. And it's due to a large Pluto transit that's coming up soon. And Pluto is our planet that rules over things like change. And the kind of change that Pluto rules over is not like changing the color of your hair or like changing the car that you drive. It's like the deep foundational dark stuff and the things that kind of rule our foundations. And so that is something, you know, that we may be noticing big shifts with. So, now on that topic, so Joe and I are going to talk to you guys today about setting intentions. Okay. And that seems like a big shift, right? I'm sure you're like, yeah. We talk about that all the time around here, but like, this is not your hippie aunt's love and light manifestation circle that we're talking about today. We are talking about Pluto. We are talking about the planet of fear and shame and death and endings and power. Okay. And we're going to talk about the shadows in our lives and the skeletons in our closets and sort of the process of sitting with that darkness that exists with all of us if we want to be able to step into the light in the future. So, you know, just real light and bright and airy over here this week. No big deal, right?
Bringing the love.
You know, if we really want to manifest the big things in life, you know, the deeper stuff, you know, we really have to kind of dig deeper in order to get there. So, so we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. First, I want to tell you guys a little bit about some of the things that are going on with this week's astrology. We have a lot, like I said, we have a lot of planets in Aries, but we have a lot of planets that are moving into new signs, coming up in the next week or so. And this is something that we kind of want to keep an eye on because some of these energies that we've been feeling are going to shift a little bit. Okay. So right now, Sun is in Aries, until April 19th. So this Sun Aries season, the greater Aries overall energy will start to calm down a little bit when the Sun moves into Taurus after April 19th. So be on the lookout for that. Mercury is in Aries also until April 19th. Ooh, goodness, sorry. Mercury is in Aries also until April 19th. Mercury is our planet of how we think, how we learn, how we communicate, how we mentally process things. Mercury in Aries is like very driving. It's fast, do, think, and it's sometimes fiery expression of our thoughts. And so again, when everything sort of moves into this Taurus season, things will calm down a little bit and we'll have the ability to have a little bit more discipline around what comes out of our mouth, you know, and sort of how we react mentally to a lot of the things that are happening in our lives. So gives us the ability, all of these earth signs give us the ability to have a little more stability and to think things through before we react. So those of us like myself who are not made of very much earth in their natal chart are always appreciative of earth seasons because it gives us a little energy that we don't come by naturally. So now the planet Venus, which is our planet of love and values and money a little bit, Venus is in Aries until April 14th, which is Wednesday. Okay. The day that you're hearing this show is probably the day that Venus is moving out of the sign of Aries. Venus in Aries is a fiery lover. Okay. Venus in Aries is sometimes a sharp tongue in your relationships and sometimes a, you know, quick draw with a credit card. So Venus moving into the next sign, Venus moving into Taurus, is going to give us a more sensual, more content kind of energy. Venus is actually the ruling planet of the sign of Taurus. And so Venus in Taurus is a place that she really likes to be. It feels more natural. It feels calmer. It feels very like lovey, maybe a little possessive. Also very, thinking things through about the future, again, future thinking with earth signs when it comes to things like spending. Okay. So, you know, we may not be quite so impulsive with spending at this time, but we might be also more likely to spend big on something that is quality or something that can help us for the future. So I think that this Venus and Taurus transit that's going to be April 14th to May 8th is going to see a lot of people planning things like vacations and, you know, putting money down on future travel or putting money down on future you know, savings, or maybe looking into buying a future home. Taurus is very much about home and comfort, home and hearth, you know? So I think that we're going to be able to see a lot of that kind of happening. I think that'll be a nice shift once we start getting these planets moving into Taurus. Everything is going to feel like the pace slows down a little bit. So this is a really good thing. Now, one thing that we also have going on right now is the planet Mars is in the sign of Gemini, and this Mars will be in Gemini until April 23rd. Mars is our motivations and our drives. It's what makes us go, 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 fast, fast, fast. Mars is the ruling planet of the sign of Aries. So we have a lot of Mars energy in the sky right now, as we talked about. Gemini is our mouth. It's how we talk. It's how we communicate. It's how we, you know, express ourselves in general. Mars and Gemini energy is like a little naturally ADHD. Okay. We are scattered. We are, you know, our actions are scattered. Sometimes Mars and Gemini is us having to do things twice because the first time we weren't quite focused enough, or we made a mistake. We just have to kind of back it up and try it again. When we have Gemini energy, sometimes we have to back it up and do it again. Gemini is the twins. It's a duality, you know? And so this energy, I think once we get past April 23rd, Mars will move into the next sign and things will, again, calm down a little bit. So we are approaching an end to all this sort of manic feeling energy. We just have to kind of hang on for the next couple of weeks and we'll get there. So what we'll be talking about in the second half of the show too is a transit that we have coming up, and that is a Pluto retrograde. So the planet Pluto, you know, we'll talk about what all of this means, but Pluto is the farthest planet from the sun. We kind of know this from our, you know, middle school astronomy classes. And Pluto is, a planet that takes 286 years, I believe, to go around the sun one time. Slow moving, but like the great change in our lives and the great change that happens in the world, the big, big things are slow moving ones. And so when we look at Pluto, you know, when we look at Pluto retrograding, the big change becomes less about society and more about internal change. And so this retrograde period that actually happens once a year, we're going to be feeling this. We're going to have to go internal and we're going to have to really think through, you know, what do I want in the future? And what does my future planning look like? And how do I get through this darkness to those things that are lighter and brighter for me? So we're going to talk more about that in the second half. Between then and now, I want to tell you guys about a couple of podcast sponsors that we have coming up. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to put on real pants. It is that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers 4 communication options: text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. Glow Girl listeners get 10% off your first month, so why not get started today? Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health, like myself, by going to betterhelp.com/glow. Fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/glow for 10% off your first month. Do you guys really know what's in your multivitamin? It might be things like sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. But you won't find any of that in Ritual multivitamins. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. I've been a loyal Ritual user for literal years now. I started researching a multivitamin that would help support my health postpartum and that contained the ingredients I wanted without all of the stuff that just wasn't necessary. I loved the ritual of taking them every day, plus their fresh minty taste, and I've continued taking them all this time. A multivitamin should contain key nutrients and forms your body can actually use to help fill the gaps in your diet with no shady extras. Ritual's delayed release capsule design delivers high quality nutrients, including vitamin D3 in just 2 daily pills. Getting your Ritual started is so easy. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without all the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/GGP, like Glow Girl Pod, to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/GGP. Okay, guys, with all the new technology, streaming options, and fancy new video game systems available out there, we still play a ton of old school video games here in our house. Things have come a long way since we were kids, but sometimes the classics just stick with you, right? You know what else is an instant classic? Best Fiends. It's the top rated mobile puzzle adventure. Best Fiends has a world full of adorable, lovable characters, thousands of levels, and more content gets added all the time. I've been playing for a while now, and I'm constantly checking my phone for new updates. My favorite thing about Best Fiends is when I finish a long day of momming and working, I get into my bed, and instead of doom scrolling myself to sleep, I spend time with some adorable characters. Even if my day has been hard, I always feel like I've accomplished something with these cute little critters. I've been playing for almost a year now. I'm on level 421, which I know sounds amazing. I just keep coming back to it because it's so engaging and fun. My competition with Brittany over at the Girls Girls podcast is another thing that keeps me obsessed with this game. I think she's over level 900 at this point, but I swear to you guys, I will catch up to her if it is the last thing I do. Okay. Best Fiends is constantly adding new characters, content, and levels. So if you never get tired of solving puzzles, good news, with Best Fiends, the fun never ends. Just don't blame me if this becomes your new obsession. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Okay. So thank you guys for letting us pay some bills there. Let's talk about Pluto and the underworld and setting intentions in the dark. Sounds gloomy, doesn't it? So let me tell you about the planet Pluto first before we kind of jump into the rest of this. So like I said, Pluto's the planet that's the furthest from the sun. It takes a long time to do one orbit. Pluto rules, instead of ruling over individual people, Pluto rules over generations of people. And so the change that we make on society is sort of ruled by this Pluto energy in our lives. Every single year, for about 5 months, Pluto retrogrades. Okay. So we experience this on a fairly regular basis. Pluto retrogrades during the time that it's the sign that Pluto is in opposition to the sign of the sun. So currently Pluto is in the sign of Capricorn. It's in the last degrees of Capricorn. It'll be there for a while yet. And so we are coming up on Taurus season. And so if you think about the opposite side of a circular chart, Pluto is coming up on being on the opposite side of the chart from all of those signs. So as Pluto's moving through Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, that's when we are going to have this Pluto retrograde timeframe happening. Pluto is retrograding this year, starting on April 27th. And that Pluto retrograde is going to, it's going to last for a good 5 months. So it's a nice long retrograde time. It's April 27th to October 6th this year. So we get this time frame. Retrogrades get a bad rap, right? Like we think of a retrograde, we automatically think of Mercury retrograde and how, right? Like you think of that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the planets that are closer to the sun are called our personal planets, and they're closer to the earth because they affect us more personally because we are on the earth, right? The planets that are further away from the sun, their retrogrades affect us less as individuals and more as a society. Okay. And their retrogrades are not as strong, you know, because they take so long and because their energies are far away and diffused, we don't feel them the same way as we feel a Mercury retrograde that seems like it's fucking up our entire lives during, you know, the the 3 to 6 weeks it feels like it's happening. So when Pluto retrogrades, what kind of happens is that energy of change that takes place in society does a shift. And all of a sudden, we're not thinking about how we can affect our great change on everyone around us and society in general and, you know, government and the earth and, you know, what else is out there in the universe. We're not thinking so much about that. Suddenly we're going internal. Okay. Pluto retrograde wants us to look inside and think about how we can change in order to bring greater change to our lives. So we do get this kind of effect of, you know, what are we here for? And it's more, you know, it's a little existential, this energy. We kind of have to think about why are we here and what is the change that we're meant to be bringing to this, you know, to our lives and to this world. And so this Pluto retrograde makes us think about this. But Pluto, if you think about Pluto in terms of mythology, Pluto is sort of equal to like Hades, okay? Pluto is the god of the underworld. And now, when I say the god of the underworld, Pluto is not exactly the god of death, but he does rule the dead, okay? And so these are dark things. This is what's coming for us, right? We all die. These are not fun things to think about, but the things that we have coming for us, you know, are not all light and bright. And Pluto wants us to think about that. Pluto wants us to think about the darkness, the things that we hide inside of us so that we don't have to deal with them every day. And Pluto energy is very intense. Okay. And it can feel a little depressing. Pluto retrograde energy is, I guess it's very strong in the way that it causes us to go internally and think about, you know, are we on the right path? And that can be a hard mirror to look in. You know, if we feel like we're not on the right path, how do we get there? That's an overwhelming kind of thought process. And we get this once a year. And as we get a little older, I would say once we get past the age of 30-ish, we really start having these thoughts a lot more. You know, why am I here? What am I leaving behind when I go? What am I doing to make the best of the time that I have left? And so this is what we get when we get a Pluto retrograde. This time frame is coming up, like I said, April 27th, and it'll go through the beginning of October. So this is in about 2 weeks from the time that this podcast airs. So we have some stuff coming up. We have some dark stuff coming up. We have the closets where we store all of our junk, which is a theme that I can relate to a lot right now, are about to be opened, and we're going to have to look at what's in there, and we're going to have to decide what to keep, what to pack, and what to throw away. Mm-hmm. And I have anxiety just thinking about all of this, both in reality and, in the Pluto sense. So, my question for you, Joe, is this is the stuff I know about. I know about this astrology stuff. I know about this energetic stuff here. What I have a hard time with is understanding, because I'm a super optimistic person. I'm like a golden retriever. You know, I don't like to look at dark things. I don't want to. And how do we use the darkness that we have to look at in order to get into setting good intentions, future intentions? How do we get good things out of these dark closets?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because it is what a lot of people struggle with. But here's the easiest way to break it down, is to remember that our shadow emotions are typically things that we don't want to experience or feel, right? And so we need to flip the focus, because when you think of it in terms of manifestation, we will manifest our most persistent thought every single time, every single time. So when you go into the shadow, it's important to remember that those are things that you deny, you repress, because we don't want to know those things. We don't want to know that about ourselves. We don't want to think that we react this way or have this certain tendency, that sort of thing. So that's the first step, is just really getting clear on what we don't want, but you can't spend your, you can't put the focus on that, because that's what you'll call into your life.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's where we get stuck sometimes, because it feels really easy to, I mean, it feels like a choice. You can either be in the dark or you can be in the light. Yep. And why would we choose to be in the dark if we don't have to be?
Right. You're not going to hang out there. You're just going to use that energy to sort of, you know, figure out what's going on in sort of those deeper layers of your shadow, mm-hmm. of your emotions, of your subconscious, all of that.
Right.
To get in there and start poking around.
Yeah. I mean, truly, that is terrifying, and I don't like it. So I feel like when I think about Pluto retrograde, and you guys, we've talked about this a little bit before, but I'm in the process of, packing up a house to hopefully move to a new house, and all of this stuff keeps happening. And Pluto retrograde feels like my basement, which is where it's dark down there. It's not like a furnished basement or anything. It's a Midwestern, you know, kind of cold, dark basement. And I put things down there that I don't know what to do with, or things I'm going to get to later, or sometimes things I just don't want to look at right now. And that is like a representation of what's happening, you know, with this energy right now. This Pluto retrograde is going to force me to clean out my basement. I don't want to do that. I don't want to look at the things that are down there, because a lot of the things that are down there, I have no use for anymore. And it's like, how much time and or money did I waste on those things that are in my scary dark basement? Now I have to face it.
But okay, so when you're likening those things to things in your basement, what you really have to face is not doing that and likening them to actual traits.
That's the
scary part.
Yeah. Well, and here's what I'm doing as I'm looking at the dark, scary things in my basement, and I'm thinking, okay, well, what I really need to do to get from point A to point B is I need to sort through those things. I don't even really have to look at them that closely. I just need to sort through them and then like get rid of a bunch of them so that I have room for like more things to put in a new dark, scary basement. But this is not the point, right? Like, but this is a cycle. Some of us are hoarders. Some of us are hoarders of bad things in our lives. And some of us are hoarders of things in our basements. And some of us are both.
I know that's hard. That is so hard. I mean, listen, conceptually, I'm getting it. I'm seeing you moving things out of the basement into the sunny garage, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm seeing you look at other things and putting them back into the basement. And I'm seeing me going, no, that you can't do that. You have to take that thing, put it out into the yard and look at it with full light. And that's where people are like, no, I don't want to do that. But the more that you do that, the easier that it gets, right?
So can I have a spiritual yard sale? Is that a thing? How do we do that? Do we get a friend to come help us with our messy basement?
Oh, this analogy is cracking me up.
I know. Is this what therapy is?
No.
No.
No yard sale.
Oh,
I know. It's hard, but listen, you have explained Pluto retrograde so amazing, right? And one of the things you said is that people need to look inside to bring change to our lives. And since that shadow is what we deny, you know, is there energy in all of this astral stuff coming up that will help us sort of take baby steps? Or is it really like, do now, go do it?
Mm-hmm. So yes. And here's where we can actually use this energy and how we can kind of use it to turn it into something that's less, less scary and less like an episode of spiritual hoarders. So Pluto is moving through Capricorn right now. If Pluto is great change and foundational change on society and on ourselves, then Capricorn is the sign that rules our futures and our structures. Okay. So what we rest on and where we are going, these are the things that Capricorn sort of rules. It's a foundational energy. It's an earth sign. It's steady, and it's about future planning. Capricorn is ruled by the sign of by the planet of Saturn. And Saturn is all about the lessons that we learn and planning for the future. Okay. And so if you are a Capricorn, like I know you are, these are some of the things that probably are priorities to you, you know, learning the lessons, planning for the future, maintaining stability. These are things that tick all your little boxes, you know?
Yep.
Yep. Spreadsheets and binders, man. Mm-hmm. Like these are the things that are on a Capricorn's wish list. And so when we have Pluto about change in the sign of Capricorn, about future planning, when we have this retrograde, this is forcing us to look at what are we carrying around inside of us that's preventing us from getting to the things in the future that we really, really want and the place that we want to be in the future, not just physically, but, you know, but spiritually, but mentally, but in relationships. Like, where do we as an energetic being want to be, you know, at the end of this year, by October? Like, you know, where do we want to go? And how can we clean that stuff out in order to get there?
Yes. And so that Capricorn in me, I will take the most logical, easiest route every single time. No nonsense, just what is logical and what is easy. The easiest way to do that is to look at your shadow and to look at all of those things that you don't want to, is going to be visualization. Visualization is actually the result, or manifestation is the result of visualization. And it really helps at any catalytic or pivotal point on our journey to think about, you know, what is it that I want, right? Because earlier I'd said that our shadow emotions are typically what we don't want to experience. So we need to flip that. And here's another reason why we need to do that, because the universe doesn't differentiate between thoughts that are based in reality or thoughts or imagination, right? It simply responds to what you put out there. And so when you master those most persistent thoughts, going from what I don't want or what the shadow things that I deny versus looking at them and saying, okay, this is what I want to maybe stop feeling or experiencing. So now what do I have to do in order to do that? Right. And then of course, we're talking about going inward, doing inner work, you know, getting books and resources. There's lots of shadow work, mentors and coaches and classes and workbooks and all that good stuff out there. But it really is about getting very clear on what you do want, seeing how that you keep that from yourself, and then turning it, sort of flipping the script on with visualization, because that's really what manifestation is.
Okay. Those are really good tips, and I love that. And then, so to add to that, what I think, astrologically, because that's where my wheelhouse is, I think that because this Pluto retrograde is taking place, it takes place over the course of months, but it also moves through several different sun signs, and sort of using the sun sign energy that we're in to move ourselves along to the next step of things, I think can be really helpful in a lot of ways in life. And moving our way through this Pluto retrograde and moving our way through sort of like these steps toward intention and manifestation can also be really helpful. So if we're starting this Pluto retrograde during the sun season of Taurus. Taurus is about the things that we want, the comfort, the you know, sometimes the tangible items and the things that bring us security and safety. Okay. Home and hearth, soft and cuddly, naps, the good stuff, right? Like this is Taurus season. What do we want when it comes to that Taurus energy? What can we kind of sort through? How can we make that intention clearer? Then we're going to still be in this retrograde period. So then we're going to get to Gemini season. Gemini season is about how we think, how we process, how we communicate. What words do we need to say? How do we need to speak out about things? Who needs to hear our thoughts? And also, who needs to hear fewer of our thoughts? Who do we need to listen to for a while? You know, I don't think it's any kind of, ironic situation that Gemini season last year is when we started seeing, you know, a lot of people speaking out about racial justice. We needed to listen more is what was happening, but a lot of people were talking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so using those lessons to just think about, you know, who are we listening to? And is that information really helping us? Is that, you know, are we saying things that are helping us along on our path, or are we just talking to talk, you know?
Yeah. And that's something that really needs to be addressed too. Mm-hmm. Listening, because I just don't think right now a lot of people are listening. But
no, we really like to hear ourselves talk, and yeah, listening is important. It's an important skill, and you know, these next couple of seasons will kind of I think force us, this Pluto retrograde always forces us to you know, to still ourselves a little bit and practice that listening. So this is a good lesson for that season too. After Gemini season, you know, we'll move into Cancer season. Cancer season, you know, is about connecting emotionally and, you know, connecting also really like truly connecting with the women in our lives. Understanding that we're all shifting and changing and moving like the moon, and that everything that we're going through is a phase and we're all in different parts of that. So, you know, really kind of acknowledging these things about ourselves. You know, then we get to Leo season, and, you know, we start looking at Leo themes like generosity and creativity and, you know, having a lion heart about things. And I love Leo season. Everybody's so happy and bright and, you know, kind of running around out there wanting to be seen, you know, summertime here and where we live, and sun's out, guns out, like that's straight up a Leo theme right there. And, you know, but also it's, again, every single one of these has a lesson, you know, are we seeing other people or are we just trying to be seen, you know? And so kind of looking within ourselves, what's our motive? You know, sometimes it's hard for us to acknowledge our own motives in things. And, you know, why are we really doing what we're doing? And is that really helping us to get to where we want to go? Mm-hmm. So I think looking at these seasons as they come, you know, and we'll be talking about this Pluto retrograde is not going anywhere. It's going to be here and it's going to be, you know, quiet, but also kind of loud in the background for us. So we'll be talking more about this. You know, I'm really glad that we're kind of kicking this off, talking about intention setting, manifestation, because these are things that are really big in people's minds right now. We've been stagnant for so long. We're ready to look into the future and decide what we want and where we want to go and what we want to do. We're ready to make plans, you know, but we can't move until we clean out the basement. So
no, and you can't set an intention or manifest. You know, or you can't manifest until you set an intention, because, you know, that intention is when you set that to the universe, right? The universe responds by sort of opening the a sequence of doors to redirect you and align you with that which you want to call into your life. But if that intention doesn't come from a solid place or from a place of true like belief or power, you know, feeling like you deserve it or that it's possible, right? Possibility is critical. Because of that shadow that's sort of mucking everything up, it's all for naught. And then it's a little bit disappointing. And that's when people say, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I feel like I'm, you know, running in circles, or I'm supposed to be doing something that I'm not. So that's where all that stuff comes from.
You know, just in the business that I'm in, and you also being a spiritual business, we get people who are stuck, right? People are hoping for help, mm-hmm. and people are looking for a way out of where they're stuck. And I will say that, you know, some of it is what's going on right now. Some of it is current astrological energy. Some of it is where you are age-wise in relation to what's going on in your birth chart, because we come to certain things at certain ages. And I'm actually going to talk about that next week on this podcast, things that kind of we come to at different ages. But I think that just kind of knowing that there are multiple layers of things that are happening to us all the time. Mm-hmm. And most of it is intangible. We can't see it. We can't put our finger on it. Mm-hmm. That's frustrating, because we're a very, you know, we want it right now kind of society. And that immediate gratification is not something that you often get when it comes to spiritual dealings and no. even manifestation, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, just this morning I was recording like a class on how to connect with your spirit guides. And one of the most common questions that I get, just as an intuitive development mentor, but also as when I read the Akasha for people, is how do I get where you are? How do I get there faster? How do I do this thing faster? And it's like, you know, there is no part of my journey that I would ever give up to be where I am now. Because now when I look back, the fun is realizing, you know, your confidence or your abilities, or the journey is, you know, when you look back on it, the journey is amazing. And so, yeah, it's something that is just, it's a spirit, it's a thing on the spiritual path that you have to just slow down and let happen and enjoy.
I completely agree. And everything that goes on, and you and I know this because we sometimes have common clients. And even though you and I don't discuss with each other, our clients, right, our clients will sometimes tell, yes, us, you know, if they've talked to us, oh my gosh, that resonates so much with the reading that I had with Joe. It's like exactly what she said, but you're telling me like the same thing. It's just in a different, you know, because of these planets. And it, I mean, this stuff is uncanny, you guys. We all, there's a plan. So like, I think what's really hard about looking at things like manifestation is that we feel like if we don't do it just right, or we don't put out the right like pattern of crystals, or we don't like funnel the right amount of crystals into our actual bra, like as we're like rattling around through the day, like we are going to do it wrong, and we are not going to, we're going to manifest the wrong thing. But like, there isn't a wrong thing.
Nope. It's not
for us.
Yeah.
Right. We're always on our path to the next right thing. It's just how painfully do you want to get there?
Exactly.
We have, there's a path, but there's also choice. And so, you know, we have this ability to really get ourselves there without quite so many skinned knees. Mm-hmm. You know, if we really sit and think and look at it, you know, in a closer sense. So
yeah, all paths lead to spiritual enlightenment, I guess, for like mm-hmm. a better term, all paths.
Yeah, absolutely. There are no winners at this life thing. We're all on the same. we're all just moving through it together. So I think this is, I think these are really great topics. I am excited to talk to you guys all next week about some of these so-called midlife transits. That's such a rude term, but like people didn't live as long when that was invented. So it's fine. There's transits that we all go through age to age that start to happen to us, you know, in our mid to late 20s. And I want to talk about some of those, and I'm going to give you some of my personal experiences so we can kind of see how those things play out in lives. I think that a lot of people are going to find some connection with that and be able to see that even though you're going through a certain thing because of the planets, and that isn't something that we can really control, we do have the ability to choose. We do have the ability to learn from those things if we're open to it. Mm-hmm. And this Pluto retrograde is really going to show us, you know, how we can open ourselves to learning from the stuff that we, you know, keep shoved away. Mm-hmm. And use it, right? Like there's a use for most of this stuff, you know, and sometimes the purpose of it is to let it go. And so I think we're getting there slowly, but surely. I'm excited. I'm actually excited for this Pluto retrograde because I'm really, I feel like this is going to be a motivational time for a lot of us to seek out shadow work. A lot of us are going to be seeking out things like therapy and, you know, spiritual guidance, you know, from practitioners like Joe. So if this is something that you guys listening have been thinking about, this is a perfect time to reach out and to start getting on the schedule. What is your availability looking like these days, Joe?
I am, I'm booking up, I'm booked out, I believe through April. I think there are a couple dates here and there. Half of May is scheduled out because of vacation. And then the last half of May is, so I'm starting to book in the last half of May. So
awesome.
Yeah. So, and it sounds like too, with some of the astrology that you were talking about, with people getting to that point where they're looking for, they're going to start looking for their deeper foundations, their directions, you know, it was interesting that you talked about Gemini and then you talked about Cancer, and it was this progress. It sounds like this progress of actually somebody looking to get into their shadow. So I have a feeling that that those are going to definitely impact my bookings. Definitely.
Oh, 100%. Every single sign learns from the sign before it and then, you know, moves through the path. If we look at the signs of the zodiac as one person growing through their ages, I mean, it's a process. Aries is when we're a baby. Aries is about getting our, getting our immediate needs met, and it's about self and growth. And then Taurus is about security and love and, you know, feeling. And then Gemini is about learning and growing our minds and like thinking about the progress that we make as children and then moving up and up and up through adulthood, through each sign, you know, getting all the way back around to Pisces, which is sort of like this idea of transcendence and wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, we go through all of these signs every single year. So we have the opportunity to move through these seasons every year. And I think that sort of planning out, not even planning, but living life a little bit and trying to take cues from the sun season that we're in can be really helpful. You know,
yes.
If we don't try to fight against it, we can really work with those energies.
Yeah. It's the same with the tarot. The tarot starts out and the Fool is the first card of the journey, which is not necessarily a fool, but it's the beginning of the journey, right? And then, you know, all the way through the world. And then the same with numerology, 1 through 9, 1 is new beginnings, you know, 2 is the mediator, is the bridge, 3 is the creative expressionist. So every single form of divination is all about a journey from, you know, being brand new to enlightenment, regardless of how many times you have to cycle through that process.
Mm-hmm. I love it. The archetypes all kind of reflect each other. And I love the interconnectedness of that. So no matter what it is that you resonate with, there's an energetic thing that works for you. So, you know, if it's not me, if it's not Joe, there's something that's right for you. You know,
a spiritual path for you.
Absolutely. Just stick with it. And if you're manifesting a spiritual path, you know, going forward, then welcome. You're in the right place. We are, you know, I mean, speaking for myself, I'm stumbling along it every single day, just trying to figure out, you know, where in the Fool I am.
You know, I mean, I just gave myself a tarot oracle reading the other day because I was like, wait a minute, I need some clarity and some guidance here. And a lot of times it doesn't, I don't get that from, you know, the Akasha or whatever else got going on.
And I did the thing that I am really bad at doing. And I looked at my own birth chart the other day. And not my birth chart, but my transit chart to see what's actually going on in my life astrologically right now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's what that is. Okay.
I wish I could read mine. I really do.
Oh God. There's just stuff that happens, you know, certain age, you get through some of these big, and again, I'll talk about this next week, but you get through some of these big transits that happen at chunks of our age. And they're called midlife transits for a reason. And people call them a midlife crisis because they don't know the astrology, but you go through them and you feel like you're about to crawl out of your skin in some way or another until you change. Mm-hmm. And hey, yeah, in one right now, super funsies.
Yeah.
And you're not alone if you're feeling that way too.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll definitely be tuning in because, I know that I'm entering my fourth pinnacle. So, in numerology, so definitely it's a time to get some clarity around that. Like what's going on?
Yeah. We're in this pivotal energy that we're feeling right now. A lot of us are kind of in it. So seasonally and, astrologically and, you know, with our energy, there's just a lot shifting and happening and moving. So if you out there are listening to this and you're struggling with that, just hang on, you know, the winds die down eventually. We're getting there, you know, we're getting there. So, thank you so much, Joe. This was all super insightful and I'm glad that we had a chance to connect because it's, you know, I think that looking at things like manifestation, in how popular that has become as a buzzword can sometimes turn people off, but we're looking, you know, looking at it through a different lens and, talking to people about the real stuff that's happening in their life, you know?
Mm-hmm. And especially manifestation, because it is so, you know, woo woo, right? But it's not, when you get down to it, it's all about the science. It really is. And it grounds a lot of people and makes them go, okay, these are tangible things that I can do to create this. It's not just, I'm really, really good at manifestation because I'm a woo-woo master or something, you know, silly like that. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, everybody can do this. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of finding the way that, you know, resonates with you. So we are hopeful that you can find your way and we can help you. So Like Joe said, if you are looking to, you know, to reach out to her to book, you can find her spiritual offerings at thewokeakashic.com. You can also find her on Facebook at The Woke Akashic and her Facebook community called The Woke Akashic. It's just a Facebook group. Again, I get amazing content from that group every single day. So if you're not in that group, you should be.
Thank you. Come
and join us.
Yeah.
And if you, while you're joining Facebook groups, come and join our, Girls, community group on Facebook as well. We have opened that group up to everyone now. It's a girl group. It's a women's group. It is free to join and, it is private. So if you, you will have to answer a security question to get in, and it's just about who your favorite podcast host is. So if you're listening to this podcast, it better be me. I'm just saying. So like, yeah, but you, I don't see the answers, so you can do whatever you want. But, if you come and join that group, I'm there. Joe is in there. Brittany and Meredith and all of the rest of our Girls media hosts are in the Girls community group on Facebook. So come join us and we will see you there. So yes, I love it in there. Thank you guys all for joining us this week. Be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you catch the rest of the Girls Media Multiverse of podcasts. We have a show for everyone pretty much every single day of the week. We even have a show that is family friendly over the weekends. So there's something for everybody here. We will see you guys all next week. And Glow Girl is a production of Girls Media. Our music today is by Breakmaster Cylinder. And the very last thing that I want to say to everybody out there is just shine bright, Glow Girls. Bye, guys.
Bye.